This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's first congressional district race is drawing some national attention. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the race between Republican incumbent Steve Chabot and Democratic challenger Aftab Pirovol was already seen as an interesting matchup, but there's something that happened last week that will guarantee it's going to get some national attention. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which in shorthand is called the DCCC, which runs all of the congressional campaigns around the country, took the Ohio 1st District and put it on their red to blue list. In other words, they targeted this race. And they targeted Steve Chabot as an incumbent who could be beaten. And all they have to do in the election this year is win over 24 seats that are held by Republicans nationally, and they can regain control of the House. And now, Aftab Pirovol's race is targeted by the DCCC as one of those races where they believe they have a good chance of winning and can gain control of the House again.
So tell us real specifically, what does this tell us about how the DCCC views that whole race in general?
Well, they look at it and they believe that the demographics are changing in that district, ever since the 2010 census and the district was redrawn. It includes Warren County, which is heavily Republican. But there are a lot of new people moving into the district who are young, highly educated, and Republicans who don't support Donald Trump. And they think that some of them are going to look at Steve Chabot and as a congressman who toes the line with the Trump administration. And that's what Pirovol is trying to do in the campaign, tie Chabot as closely to Trump as possible. Now, Pirovol is very strong in Hamilton County. We found that out in 2016 when he came out of nowhere, to win the clerk of court's office against Tracy Winkler. And Winkler is one of the strongest political names in this county.
So does the DCCC is on record as saying that Chabot may possibly decide to retire. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't. And the Republican sources that I talk to say that that's just nonsense, and I believe that's nonsense. I mean, he's not. I don't think he is. It's clear he's ramped up his fundraising. He's ramping up his campaign organization now that he knows he has a stronger challenger than he has had in recent years. So, no, he's not going to retire.
He's, what, 65, I think.
He's 65. He's held that seat since 1994, came in the Gingrich wave. He lost in 2008 to Steve Driehaus on the Obama wave, but then he regained a seat in 2010. He's held it ever since and had no trouble at all getting reelected.
So tell us a little bit about why this race was targeted and what it's going to mean for Pirovol's race.
Well, it's targeted, as I said, because, they see the district is changing. They see Aftab Pirovol as somebody who can win in Hamilton County by a substantial margin and cut into the Republican vote in Warren County enough to bring Chabot's vote totals down. And what it's going to mean for him is that they're going to start throwing resources into this district, money, organizational support, all kinds of, they'll run independent ads, probably attacking Chabot for this or that. And we'll see how heavy it gets. I mean, they'll take a look at it, later in the race in the fall, and they'll look at their own polling. And if they think, if it's close, they'll start pouring even more money into it.
Do you think that Steve Chabot should be concerned?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been a while since he's been targeted by the DCCC. So, yeah, I'm sure it got his attention. Now, on the other hand, Steve Chabot is a tough guy. He's a kind of a street fighter in politics. He's been through these wars before. And, he will not give up.
Think it's going to be the cups that he has against the duck that
Yeah. I don't think you're going to see the duck anymore, but the cups will never go away as long as Shabbat's around.
Howard, thanks so much.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can join him each Monday at this time and read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.